This is Twit.
Hardware pick of the week. A lot of people talking about this HP Stream. I'm seeing a lot of ads for it, too.
Yeah, and this kind of ties into the Black Friday stuff, although these deals are available now. And I just talked to HP about their stuff. When Microsoft announced early in the year this notion, and we made fun of it. You remember the $0 licensing or whatever. The concern at the time was, well, obviously we're going to see a lot of cheap crap, you know. And by the way, we are. I mean, that's going to happen. But I think the thing we didn't anticipate was, what if some company decides they're going to make something that isn't crap, you know? What if we look, you know, they look at this and say, well, we're, you know, we have the ability to make something that's nice in this price category. Like, why don't, you know, what happens? And these HP Stream devices are like that. There are four or five of them. There's an HP Stream 7 and 8. I've only tried the 7. There's an HP Stream 11, 13, and 14. The 11 and 13 share the same design language. You know, they have a similar kind of look to them. I got a second one. My wife's using one as well. We have two HP Stream 11s, and I've got a 13 coming. They're low-end machines. You know, they're Atoms. They have 2 gigs of storage. It's probably, I think it's 32 gigs of eMMC storage on the device, you know, for actual storage. But they're beautiful looking. They work great for what they are. You know, they're not touch
they're
and all that kind of stuff.
Chromebooks, right? Basically running Windows.
Yeah. And they're really nice looking. The thing that, and the HP, you know, the Stream 11 is particularly interesting to me because I review laptops all year long. In fact, from where I'm sitting, I have 5 or 6 of them sitting here that I'll be reviewing soon. And, you know, 11-inch machines to me are not great. I'm a big guy. I can't type on these things. The keyboard in this thing is fantastic. It's really nice to type on, notably nice to type on. These are good machines. And so
for
an HP...
For $200 bucks for the 11-inch, $299 for the
14-inch.
$250
for the 13-inch version.
Yeah.
$99 for the Stream 7.
What are we giving up, though? The screens can't be very good at that price.
Actually, no, the screens are great for what they are. I mean, in other words, they're not 1080p. But actually, the screens
are
beautiful.
Great for education, for schools. You also get Office 365 Personal.
Well, so before the HP Streams came out, Toshiba shipped an Encore Mini tablet, a 7-inch tablet. I think it was $129. Completely garbage. The screen is garbage. It's impossible to look at. It's got that kind of weird little glittery.
Hate them.
You know, it's awful.
Yeah.
HP 7 comes out. It's, by the way, it's not an iPad, right? Let's not fool anybody. It's not, you know, the thickness of a piece of paper or anything. It's thick. It's, you know, it's, well, I have it here. I'm going to show it. It's, you know, it's a little, you know, it's a little thick.
Yeah.
And all that. And a little dense, you know, a little heavy or whatever. But it's also like I could throw it at my kid and actually kill them with it. But I could, you know, kids could throw it around and you're not going to worry about it. A, because it's $99. But B, because it's actually really durable and solid.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Same thing with the HP Stream 11. All of these machines come with Office 365 Personal, which is worth $69, right? So it's a year of Office 365. You get the Office programs downloaded to the device. I don't know, 7-inch tablet's a little ridiculous, but terabyte of, well, terabyte, soon to be unlimited amount of OneDrive storage, right?
So you would get that because you got the Office Personal,
yeah.
360.
Yeah.
So you'd get,
yep.
So it's really unlimited storage. Wow.
It's fascinating, and I think part of the value proposition here is, from a productivity standpoint, or on a tablet, you're just going to be looking. You know, you're looking at the Facebook app, you're looking at the news app, you're doing an email. You know, those apps were designed to run efficiently in small amounts of memory and storage space. From a productivity perspective, obviously the desktop apps aren't. You know, you're not going to run like iTunes, Chrome, and you know Photoshop at the same time on one of these things. But that's not what it's for. It's not for that kind of thing. And my wife uses, it's not her primary computer, but she was previously using a Surface, for example, because she has a standing desk and she sometimes, you know, wants to stand up and work on the stuff she's working on. She uses Word and Scrivener and applications like that. And Stream 11 works perfectly well for that kind of thing. It's really interesting because I was really worried about the quality of these kinds of machines. And we're starting to see some really nice ones. And, you know, the HP Streams are the best ones I've personally seen so far in this price range. There is, I point this out in the show notes, there's a Winbook tablet, that 7-inch tablet, that typically sells for, I think, $99, that actually right now, and it might be gone as we speak, but right now is available for $60. I don't have one. I've not seen one, but I've heard from multiple people that the Winbook tablets are very high quality, and they also have a couple of higher-end versions, so you can go from 7 to 8 inches, and I think they have a 10-inch version as well.